Oh, I just need two chairs. I'm just gonna not sit with you guys. But thank you. Nope. You guys can sit here. I'm just gonna do a little introduction. Hello, everyone. I think most of you know me. If you don't, my name is Angie. This is, like Pastor said, this is God Sightings Sunday. I'm just gonna give a little introduction to God Sightings. God Sightings is between praise and testimony. It's that middle thing. It's long enough, it spans more time than a praise, but is not your entire life. These two wonderful people have decided to share a little blippet of what God's been doing in their life. And then we have a video about a ministry that's been going on called Pancake. I think there's more to it than just pancakes, even though I'm a part of it. We serve pancakes to students on Friday night, and it's a really neat ministry. So I'm going to let these two get started, and then when they're done, the video is going to start.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I am so blessed that the Lord has done so many things in my life. It's like choosing one thing to tell you. But in order to catch you up with the most recent thing that the Lord is doing, you need a little bit of background about who I am. So my husband, Greg, is over there. I am married. That is my son, Isaac. He is almost 4 months old. And I graduated from Hope College, and I have a degree in English literature and a degree in theater with emphasis in stage management and direction. So those are the things that you need to know. I went to college hoping to teach theater secondary ed, which doesn't exist in the state of Michigan, because theater is not a certifiable teaching subject. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll just do what every other high school teacher does and get certified to teach English and then end up kind of doing something with theater and not really knowing enough about it to do that. And then I realized that that was a bad plan. If the Lord's saying, hey, I've prepared you to do this theater thing, that I needed to actually major in theater and just figure out how that was going to work, because it is not a really employable field. Don't know if you've noticed. And I'm trying to try not to get sidebarred with all the wonderful things the Lord did in my life, but one of those wonderful things was getting engaged to my husband, and the Lord was like, you have to get married right out of college. That's my timeline for you. And I was like, Lord, that's crazy for many reasons, but I won't get into that. I just said, yes, okay, we'll get married right out of college. And I was meeting with the theater faculty, having that like, okay, what are your plans for after graduation? How can we set you up? You know, you need to be thinking about this sort of thing. And they were like, well, what are you gonna do? And I was like, well, I'm gonna go back home and get married. And my professor looked at me and he said, and you will never set foot in the theater again. It will not happen. And he was trying to be really nice. It was not a mean thing to say. And I'm thinking, okay, it's like the Ann Arbor area. There are at least three professional theater companies that are close by. They all have internship programs. And so then it was like, okay, well, I'm going to apply to these internships, which will be really intense and potentially awful for my marriage. But then I could actually not be a statistic where I'm completely unemployed in my field. My professors were like, yeah, you have a great resume. We have had other Hope grads who've gotten into these programs, like the Purple Rose internship and the Performance Network internship, and they were like, they weren't as qualified as you, so we think you shouldn't have a problem, because you're charming and great. I did not get any internship, and I had a moment of, okay, Lord, I'm doing what you told me to do, and I'm just a statistic, and I guess I'm not really good at this thing that I thought I was supposed to go to school for, and I don't know what you're doing, but I know you want me to be a wife, so I'm going to be a wife right now, and that's what I'm going to do, and if I don't set a foot in a theater again, that's okay, because I just want what you want for me. And so then I was dealing with, like, oh, you just moved, you got a new job, you have a new husband, yeah. The only one, but yeah. you got a new church, you've got a new car, you've got a new everything, and so I was adjusting, and as soon as that adjustment period was kind of settling down, I got a call from somebody with Celine area players saying, hey, we needed a director for our Christmas play, and this was last year. You want to do it? I was like, oh, yeah. That was easy, since I didn't even look for it. And it was lovely being able to do this Christmas play where it's, like, kind of secular, but then, like, with the gospel in a secular setting, and I love that, you know. And I did that. And while I was doing that, I got pregnant, which was not the plan. Not my plan. Lord's plan. And I got really sick, and I was like, I don't know what to expect from my body. I can't do this. I guess this was a nice, fun thing for now. Theater's really going on hold for, like, years. Like, plans of maybe going to grad school, gone. You know, okay, Lord. We're gonna do the mom thing. That's what you want from me. That's what I want. I don't know that that's what I want, but you've got 9 months to convince me, so. And he did. And then now, when my son was 2 months old, this one sleepy night thing started popping up, and the Lord was like, you need to call Don, and you need to find out what he needs help with. I was like, Lord, no, I'm not doing that. That's a dumb plan. I have not figured this mom thing out yet. I am trying to go back to work. I am doing, like, no. Just, it won't happen. It's not a good plan. I'm not going to do it. And he was like, I'm not going to let you sleep until you call Don. So I did. And now we're doing One Sleepy Night, which is another one of those, you know, Christmassy, kind of maybe hopefully secularly appealing but really gospel message shows. Woo! And the first day I come for auditions, and the choreographer, Jesse, says, oh, you do directing. Are you interested in Shakespeare? Dexter High School is looking for a director for A Midsummer Night's Dream this spring. Now, this is all of my dreams coming true. I'm working with high school, even though I never got, you know, trained in secondary ed because that door got closed to me. I am an English nerd. I, you know, have also a degree in English literature. I love Shakespeare. I love making Shakespeare alive and convincing people that it's not boring and they can't understand it because it's awesome. And so I interviewed, and I now have that job lined up, which is wonderful. And the just random ways that the Lord had prepared me for it were so evident that it was his work from way back when. Like, when I was in high school, I was in A Midsummer Night's Dream. I wasn't in it once. I was in it twice. Why would that even happen? I don't know. And then when I was finishing up my last year in school, I was like, okay, the faculty offered me to be a co-director on one of the shows. And I said, okay, I will take this director this semester. That works for my schedule. He's who I want to work with. And it just happened to be Two Gentlemen of Verona, which is also Shakespeare. So, like, I was already directed Shakespeare, already been in Midsummer, and it was just, like, everything coming together. And right now, I'm really stressed out, and I'm really depressed because doing One Sleepy Night and everything is just falling in on me, and my time and my family. But the Lord is still good in everything, and the things that I am doing are still good.
For those that don't know me, I'm Thad Polk. And as many of you know, I teach at the University of Michigan, and I love the University of Michigan, but I think we can all agree it's not a particularly Christian environment. And so it, you know, it can be a struggle sometimes. And every fall, I teach a big lecture class, 350 students or so. And I've got, you know, 4 graduate student teaching assistants with me. And last year, in the first lecture, I decided I'm going to, you know, announce that I'm a Christian and invite people who are interested to do a Bible study if they wanted to. And that was kind of, you know, scary. I was actually kind of afraid I was going to get reported. But I did it, and to be honest, it was kind of a dud, actually. I mean, I think three students out of 350 expressed interest, and we did get together, and I don't know, just they didn't seem that into it, to be honest. So then this year rolled around, and came teaching the same class. First class comes up, and I'm thinking, should I do this again? Do I really? You know, I was kind of worried about it, but I felt like God probably said I should, so I did. So I announced it. You know, I attend Cross and Res at Eastern Michigan's campus, and I'd also be happy to lead a Bible study for anybody that's interested. Just shoot me an email. 2 weeks went by, no email. And I have to confess, part of me was saying, okay, good. You know, I don't have to worry about that. I did my part, and now, so. Then I got one email, okay, and I said, well, so I replied, and I said, well, let's, you know, one person has probably not a critical mass, so let's hold off. And then I got two more the next week, and I said, okay, well, let's get together and talk about it and see if this makes sense. And then we got together, and they had actually, a couple of them had brought friends, so now we had five people, and that's definitely a critical mass. And so then we talked about it. We decided what we were going to do, that we were actually going to get together. And by the time, and now we're meeting every week, and there's nine students actually, and only about half of them are in the class because they've all these students have invited, you know, their friends, and it is such a blessing, I can't tell you. First thing, I think the reason that God made the delay between when I announced it and when all these students responded was to make it just patently obvious that it was him, you know, that it wasn't me at all, but he's the one doing the work. And that's definitely been true in the study itself. So one, just a few aspects of it that I find particularly blessing. One is, one of the students in it is one of my graduate student teaching assistants. I didn't even know he was a Christian, you know? And I'm sure he didn't know until I announced it the first day of class, but then he, you know, expressed interest in attending, so he's part of it. Another aspect that's been really blessing is praying together. So we usually spend an hour doing a Bible study, and then we spend a half hour praying. And God has really answered prayer in our group. We've been sort of, we write them down each week, we send them out as an email, and then we sort of follow up and check up on prayer requests, and he's been working. So for example, one of the students, Matt, his brother was experiencing these very severe physical symptoms, and it looked like cancer. And he was obviously very concerned. We prayed repeatedly over weeks, and then just a couple weeks ago, he got back. All the results are negative, and so they don't know what happened, but his brother is fine. Another girl, Lindsay, she's been praying for her sort of rebellious brother who joined the army and has sort of walked away from God. And she just got a letter from him saying he's going back to church, and she sent him a Bible, and he's starting to read it. And that same girl actually started praying for an opportunity to disciple other students. And the very next week, two students approached her expressing interest in getting together and being discipled. So what started off as this reluctant obedience, I'd say, to do something I wasn't sure I wanted to do, has turned out to be just a terrific blessing, and I really give glory to God.